特别是第一次来到的，更加欢迎你们。
大家好，你好。Hallelujah! We thank God for our children.
Hallelujah! 我们为了主，我们为了我们的孩子们感谢主。
Okay, today I'm going to talk to you about something that's going to get me into trouble.
那今天我要讲的话题呢，是比较可能会让我很麻烦的。
It is a subject that everybody argue about.
因为是一个很有争议的话题。
Churches split, marriages split.
很多时候教会分裂啊，婚姻分裂啊。
And it's one of the topics that really divide us.
那就是这样的一个有争议的话题，会经常让人造成分裂。
I have no choice but to talk about it.
我今天都觉得我是没办法，必须要谈到这个话题的。
So the question is, are we in the last days?
所以问题就是，我们是在末世吗？
Over the centuries, Christians has always predicted, is Jesus coming back?
那在前面的几个世纪啊，人基督徒一直都在说耶稣要回来了，要回来了。
In fact, people give dates about Jesus coming back,
甚至
and many have gone, new ones have come.
甚至啊，还有人来预言说在哪一天耶稣会回来。诶，这些预言最后都没有发生。
It is a very complicated subject.
所以这是一个非常复杂的话题。
It's only complex because man has made it very complex.
那之所以复杂，是因为人把事情想复杂了。
Because all of us, many people try to fit their own theory into scriptures.
因为很多人都会把自己的主观的理论带到读圣经里面。
So they take a verse here, take a verse there, and put together.
所以他们就开始断章取义，这边拿一节，那边拿一节，把它凑到一起。
To back up their theory.
为了就是要说明他们自己想阐述的东西。
And all that has done is bring confusion.
那就是这样的作为让我们对圣经越来越不明白。
In fact, the Bible is very simple in this subject.
其实圣经在这个教导上面是很清楚的。
And if the last days is not simple in your mind, then you got it wrong.
如果你把末世想得超级复杂的话，那你肯定有误会了。
If you have some really complicated theory and only...An expert can explain to you, and even after you heard them, you still don't understand. Then you got it wrong.
那如果你听别人讲末世，人家的神学道理把你越讲越糊涂，到最后你自己都听不明白的时候，你知道你肯定有误会。
Because such an important topic, do you think God wants to make it complicated?
你觉得这么重要的话题，神会想把它弄得很复杂给你吗？
The message is, Jesus is coming back.
那这个问题，最今天最简单的一个讯息就是耶稣要回来了。
And the Bible teaches us nobody knows when.
圣经里告诉我们，谁都不知道他什么时候回来。
Amen. Nobody knows when.
没有人知道。
That's what the Bible teaches.
这就是圣经的教导。
Instead, the Bible teaches us to watch for the signs.
反倒呢，圣经会教导我们要注意看一些征兆。
So why do we need to watch the signs?
那我们为什么要注意到一些征兆呢？
So that we ourselves is like the five virgins ready for the bridegroom.
为的就是我们像五个童女一样，为我们的新郎做好准备。
So God is saying to you, when Jesus is coming back, has nothing to do with us.
那如果有人说，哎，耶稣再回来跟你其实无关的话，
Not our responsibility.
那这个你们会觉得这个是跟我们没有关系，没有不需要负责任的。
Our responsibility.
我们的负责是
to be ready when He is coming back.
是当耶稣基督真的回来的时候，我们已经预备好了。
Amen. We should always live as though Jesus is coming back.
我们每一天所活的样式都应该一直随时准备着，耶稣今天就回来了。
Anytime.
任何时候，可能此刻。
Amen. Because we are servants.
因为我们是仆人。
Standing beside the king.
我们站在王的旁边。
Always ready.
永远都是准备好了的。
For him to tell us to do something.
任何时候，任何都是可以神对我们说要做什么。
We do not behave like, let me go to sleep because the king won't ask me until 10 years time because that's what some prophet told me.
我们的反应不应该说是、
yes,
哦，我现在就好好睡觉吧，因为有一个某某先知说呀，十年以后才回来呢，今天肯定不会回来，所以好好睡觉。
In order to help us understand the signs to look for,
为了是让我们能够明白我们到底要看什么样的征兆。
The book of the Matthew chapter 24 is probably one of the best ones.
那我们来看看马太福音的二十四章，应该是说得很清楚的。
Because Jesus told the disciples.
因为是耶稣的原话，自己对他的门徒所教导的。
Now, at the time when Jesus told the disciple about him coming back.
那当耶稣告诉他的门徒说他将要回来。
His prophecy was prophesying the destruction of Jerusalem in A.D. 70.
那他的预言呢，就是在耶路撒冷，他的发生在耶路撒冷的事情。
And what Jesus said in Matthew 24 and in Luke 21 happened in A.D. 70.
所以在公元七十年的时候，在马太福音二十四章和路加福音二十一章都有这样的记载。
What happened was that Jerusalem was surrounded by the Romans.
因为耶路撒冷当时会被所有的罗马军包围。
And killed.
会被杀害。
A lot of the people there.
会有很多的人被杀害。
In fact, one of the historians say 1 million Jews died.
那也有历史学家说会有百万人的犹太人。
But those who remember Jesus' prophecy, Jesus told them to flee into the mountains, and none of them died.
那些记得耶稣对他们的教导说你们一定要跑上山去，那些人就真的没有死。
Jesus also predicted that the temple would be totally destroyed, that not even one stone would be on top of each other.
所以耶稣会讲到说，耶路撒冷的殿会完全的毁坏，就连一个石头在另外一个石头上都不可能。
Amen. And that happened in A.D. 70.
这个是发生在公元七十年。
You can see that when you go to Rome.
你们到罗马还能够看到。
Rome's Colosseum was built from the money that they, the slaves and the money in A.D. 70.
那就是因为当时在公元七十年的时候所发生的事情，他们所得到的钱就在罗马建立了教会。
Amen. So the history is there for us to see.
历史呢是有一个前鉴可以来教我们的。
Every word that Jesus prophesied came to pass.
每一句关于耶稣所说的预言最后都成了。
And yet, why do we still look at that prophecy, even though it happened already?
那有人就会问了，为什么我们还要去看这个历史呢？那这个历史不是已经发生了吗？
And here's where the theologians argue.
那这个时候神学家就互相之间开始争论说，
And saying, the destruction of Jerusalem has already happened. Those scriptures that you see are no longer applicable to us.
那有神学家就会说，那些耶路撒冷的城殿已经毁坏了，那这个事情发生了，不应该再继续发生在我们的身上。
But then you can make the same argument for the rest of the Bible.
那你在圣经中可以常常找到这样子的争论，很多的例子。
The Bible is full of history.
因为圣经里面有很多的历史。
Letters that Paul wrote are history.
保罗所写的书信都是历史。
So why are we reading them?
那你为什么今天还要读他的书信呢？
Because God knows.
因为神知道。
The events will repeat itself.
因为知道这样的事件会再次发生。
And that's why when you read Luke chapter 21 on the same event as Matthew chapter 24, there are differences.
这是为什么你在读路加福音二十一章和马太福音二十四章会发现有区别。
Luke 21 clearly talks about A.D. 70.
那在路加福音二十一章，你看到的就是公元七十年这件事情。
Whereas Matthew 24 speaks more than that.
但是马太福音二十四章呢，就不仅仅是这些了。
Jesus seems, the Bible seems to tell us a future event as well.
圣经好像也似乎在预言着未来的什么事。
The same for Revelation.
就像我们看启示录的方法一样。
The persecution at that time, but it also seemed to predict the future.
在启示录里面既能看到历史里面对教会的逼迫，也能看到对未来的预测。
And that's what we call the prophetic pattern.
这是为什么我们叫它一种先知性的图像。
Everything that we read in the Bible, it is a pattern, a prophetic pattern for the future.
所以我们在圣经里面所读到的都是一些先知性的图像，也会在未来发生。
So if we understand what happened in A.D. 70, we will also understand what will happen when Jesus comes back the second time.
所以啊，我们来反思一下在公元七十年所发生的事情。
Amen.
就在耶稣再回来的时候，同样的事情可能会发生。
And there is where we need the Holy Spirit.
这个就是我们需要圣灵的时候。
To help us to see history in the future.
圣灵能够带着我们，借着看历史，能够看到未来。
Amen. So what's happened there, Luke? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The prophetic pattern.
这个是一个先知性的图像。
For example, David wrote, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
比如说，大卫王说，神啊，神啊，你为什么抛弃我？
He was speaking about his suffering at that time.
其实当时大卫王真的只是对他自己当时所经历的在说话的。
But those words became the prophetic pattern for Christ when he was on the cross.
但是没想到同样的这句话在耶稣基督在十字架上的时候又引用了。
This the Israelites crossed the Red Sea became the pattern.
以色列人当时过红海也成为了一个预表的图像。
What Paul called it the baptism.
保罗就叫之为受洗。
Amen.Hallelujah. The Israelites coming out of Egypt is a pattern for us coming out of sin.
所以啊，当我们看到以色列人从埃及出来，就好像看到了我们这些基督徒们从最终出来一样。
So Matthew 24 is a pattern of the future.
所以马太福音24章也是未来的一个图像的
预表。Modeled on what happened in the past.
但是你在曾经的历史上面也能找到同样的图像和影子。
And Matthew 24 is a summary of Revelation, the book of Revelation.
那马太福音二十四章其实是一个短短的介绍关于整个启示录的。
If you want to understand the book of Revelation, then you need to read the book of the Matthew 24 first.
如果你想能看明白启示录这本书的话，那你一定要先看到马太福音二十四章。
And if you're one of those people who say, ah, that's too much for me.
然后如果你会说，哎呀，太多要读的了。
Then you should just read Matthew 24.
那你要不愿意的话，你就先读这个二十四章吧。
And this is what we're going through today.
今天也是我们要读的马太福音。
We will conclude, is these are the last days.
所以啊，我们要再次来确认，今天就是我们说的末世。
Because every time when there is a famine, every time when there's a war in Israel, I always get asked the question, Pastor, is this the last days?
我每次我们只要看到有饥荒啊，有病毒啊，有任何的事情发生的时候，就会有人来问我说，是不是要到末世了呀，牧师？
And this has happened.In all the years I've been a Christian.
其实在历史上面，包括我这么多年这一生中间，都一直在看到这样的事情。
This is my 40th year as a Christian.
今天是我当基督徒第四十年。
Amen. This is the same question we have to ask.
那我们还在问这样的问题。
Now, Matthew chapter 24 verse 3 says,
马太福音二十四章第三节如此说。
As he sat on the Mount Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, Tell us,When will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming of the end of age?
耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒私下进前来问他，请告诉我们，什么时候有这些事呢？你来临和世代的终结有什么预兆呢？
It is remarkable how Jesus replied.
那我们来注意一下，耶稣基督是怎么回答这句话的。
The first thing he said in verse 4 is,
在第四节一刚开始耶稣就说
See that no one leads you astray.
你们要谨慎免得有人迷惑你们。
When it comes to the end time teaching in the church and in your own mind, Jesus' first warning is, don't let anyone lead you astray.
一到讲到末世这么关键的话题的时候，耶稣基督在回答之前就不停地警告说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
And this is one subject that lots of people are led astray.
这个特别的话题就是确实真的有很多人来迷惑我们。
Why is it important?
为什么这么重要？
Because it affects the way you live your life.
因为这个会影响你这一生过活的方式。
You see, many years ago, when people say Jesus is going to come back in 1988, many people decided to quit their job, sell the house, and wait.
很多年以前啊，有先知预言说耶稣基督在1988年就要回来，当时真的有人啊，把自己的工作也辞了，把房子也买了，就是等着耶稣基督的回来。
Because if you knew, why bother have a job? Just get into debt.
如果我们好多人就会说，哦，早知道耶稣基督1988年就回来，那个时候我就不应该用房产了，我就应该当时欠很多的债，反正最后也被还了。
If I knew Jesus was coming back next year, I'm going to go to the bank and borrow £1 million.
如果我要知道耶稣基督明年就回来的话，我今年就赶快去银行跟他去借几百万钱。
I'm going to eat what I like, buy myself a nice car, and park on the double yellow line.
我会不停地花我的钱去吃我想吃的东西，买最贵的车，还不怕拿罚单。
So that I leave this earth owing a lot of debts.
我会在这个世上欠很多很多的债。
But so people did that.
所以真的有人这样做了当年。
And then they didn't have a job, they lost their house, and it ruined their life, ruined their children's life.
他们最后真的辞了工作，然后也就把房子卖了，真的害了他们的家人。
If you get this wrong, you will say to your children, Don't bother studying. Jesus is coming back.
那你要真的对这个话题有误解，你就会对你的孩子说：“哎呀，不要学这个什么末世不末世的，反正耶稣要回来就是了。”
It affects the way you live your life.
这个真的会改变你整个怎么样度过余生的方法。
You look at the COVID. Look at how it affected our lives.
你们看看新冠病毒它是怎么影响到我们的生活的。
It affects the way you relate to God.
它会影响到你和神的关系。
Some people, many people say, "Why, Lord? Why did you let it happen?"
很多人都会问神说，为什么？为什么你会要新冠这种事情发生
？Now some people believe that before Jesus comes back, the church will be caught up.
很多人还会相信说，在耶稣回来之前，整个教会就会被提了。
What happens if it doesn't happen?
那万一要没提呢
？See many people during the Chinese Cultural Revolution, some churches were persecuted and they were waiting for Jesus to take them to heaven.
真的，确实是当时在中国的革命的时候，有很多教会都被逼迫。那那些教会的人就祷告说：“主啊，你现在提我吧，把我提到天上去。”
Instead, nothing happened and they suffered.
但事实是什么也没有发生
many,
他们受苦了
many left
很多
their faith.
很多人因为这样离开了他们的信仰
so we need to get it right.
所以我们真的是需要明
白的 That's why Jesus' first warning is see that no one leads you astray.
所以耶稣基督这么谨慎地对我们说你们要谨慎免得有人迷惑你们
Now in order to understand Matthew 24 correctly we need to look at the end first.
所以啊，如果想要明白马太福音二十四章，那你要回到最末尾看看。
Verse 32 says, "From the fig tree, its lessons. As soon as its branch becomes tender, puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near."
所以我们跳到三十二节，看到说，你们要从无花果树学习功课。当树枝发芽长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
So it is Jesus Himself that teaches us to look out for the signs.
是耶稣来教导我们自己要看一些征兆的。
Amen. Right. Because it will save lives.
因为会救我们的命。
So verse 33, he says,
33
so also when you see all things, these things, you know he is near at the very gates.
33节说，同样，当你们看见这一切，就知道那时候近了，就在门口了。
When did Jesus say that he will come back? It's when he says when all these things happen.
所以耶稣基督到底什么时候回来是当他说这些所有的一切的事情所有的都发生了
Everybody say all
在这里面一定要把所有这两个字给说进去
All is all
所有的事情
Not some
不是一些事情发生是所有的事情发生
That's why Jesus hasn't come back
这是为什么耶稣基督还没回来呢
Some things happen but not all things happen
因为有一些事情发生了但是不是所有的都发生了
Okay, so Jesus say look out for the signs and those signs, all the signs must all happen
所以啊，耶稣基督说你们要看看这些征兆你注意哦，要所有的征兆全都发生了才行
Okay, now we've got the basis. We can now go back to the beginning of the chapter and start looking at the different signs.
所以我们现在打好了这个基础，我们再重新回到二十四章的前面来看看什么样的征兆。
Jesus listed each one.
看看耶稣基督是怎么样一一的给我们列举出来这样的征兆的。
And these are described in a vision.In Book of Revelation,
那这些征兆其实就是一个缩影，让我们看到启示录里面所记载的所有
的事情。Whatever you see here, you see an equivalent in the Book of Revelation.
所以你们今天所看到的马太福音的第二十四章和启示录里面应该能够看到般配的地方。
So, this list is the index, the content of the Book of Revelation.
你可以这么想，就当马太福音是启示录的一个目录好了。
Amen. If you want to understand the Book of Revelation, you read this.Matthew 24 first.
如果你想看懂整本启示录，那你把马太福音当成一个目录，先了解一下。
Okay, let's go through them.
让我们一个个来看。
Verse 7.
第七节。
For nations will rise against nation, kingdoms against kingdom. There will be famines, earthquake in various places. All these are but the beginning of the birth pains.
第七节说，民要攻打民。国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震，这都是灾难的起头。
The key is birth pains.
那最重要的就是出生的那种阵痛。
Sisters, those who are mothers. Birth pains, there are birth pains, and there are birth pains.
那注意哦，其实中文里面没有写，但是英文里面有讲到是生产的那种阵痛。
When does a baby come?
当生孩子的时候，有孩子要生出来，
姊妹们。Is it when you feel the birth pain, or when the birth pain become more intensive?
你们知道那个阵痛是刚开始先来，然后越来越强烈。
So what we're here looking for is the intensity of the birth pain.
所以我们现在要看到的这种生产的这种阵痛，要看到最强烈的份上才知道要生。
Because nations will rise against nation. Famine happens every generation.
所以啊，民要攻打民，还有这些饥荒，其实每一代我们都有见到过的。
You see, brothers and sisters.Just because there's a famine doesn't mean Jesus is coming back.
所以啊，弟兄姊妹们，不要一闹饥荒就马上说耶稣要回来了。
Just because there's an earthquake doesn't mean Jesus is coming
back. 不要一有地震就说耶稣基督要回来了。
Because we have them all the time.
因为我们一直都有这样的事情发生的。
But the difference is when they're intensive.
但是最大的
不同。One after another and become more and more and more and more and more and more because you know the baby's coming.
最大的不同就像阵痛的时候孩子出生的时候那种阵痛感越来越紧张越来越强烈直到最痛最强烈的时候你就知道要来了
So the sign is not whether there's famine or nations rising against nations it's about the intensity
所以啊真正的征兆不是说去看饥荒也好地震也好而是看这个事情发生的阵痛的程度
So we could say yes there seem to be more earthquakes there seem to be more wars going on.
所以你可能会说，嗯，是的，最近好像地震也多了呀，战争也变得多了。
That could easily be explained by other things.
那这个可以会有很多各样的其他的方法来解释的。
So one sign is not enough.
所以光看到这么一个征兆
，So we look for another one, the second one.
所以我们再来继续看看还有什么征兆。
Verse 9,
第九节。
Then they will deliver you up to tribulation, put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations.For my name's sake, and then many will fall away, betray one another, and hate one another.
那时，人要使你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们。你们又要为我的名被万民憎恨。那时会有很多人跌倒，也会彼此陷害，彼此憎恨。
The second sign that Jesus is coming back is when believers are persecuted.
所以第二个征兆就是我们看到信徒们被逼迫。
And when the church doesn't love Jesus,
当教会不再爱耶稣了
more and more people don't care about God.
更多的人都完全不关乎关心神的事
from their faith.
他们慢慢的从他们的信仰中走出来
If you see more and more believers leaving God,
你会发现更多的人离弃他们的信仰
And at the same time, this world persecutes the Christians.
然后在同时也能看到这个世界在逼迫他们
is one of the signs.
这又是一个征兆了
Amen. Is that happening?
是不是有在发生呢？你们觉得？
Yes,
当然。
But is it only this generation?
那你们是不是觉得就今天就这一个世代才开始发生呢？
No, every generation have the same problem.
不是的，每个世代都经历这样的事情。
Okay, that's why the believers 100 years ago believe it was the end time, but
这是为什么？百年前就有信徒们说：“哎呀，这是耶稣基督快回来了，末世了，末世了。”
First World War came and gone. Second World War came and gone.
可是第一世界大战发生，然后结束；第二世界大战发生，又结束了。
Amen. Do you see the prophetic pattern?
你们看到这种先知的预表了吗
？Every generation has war, famines.
每一个世代其实都有饥荒啊，战争啊。
Every generation has a figure that looks like the Antichrist.
每一个世代人都会说啊，可能这个就是敌基督要来了。
Hitler was one, Stalin was one.
永远都是这样一次一次的重复的发生着。
And then Americans thought George I was one. They call him the Beast.
我们在好多年前，连美国都把他们的那个王就当成了敌基督。乔治二世。
At one point, I thought the Labour Party was it.
还有一次，我把我们的工党都当成了敌基督。
If you ask my daughter,
如果你问问我女儿的话
，When I was, I honestly thought Ed Miliband was the Antichrist.
我当时把其中的一位领导人就真的当成了敌基督了。
That's why my daughter keep laughing. My dad used to think he was the Antichrist.
所以我的女儿从此就把这个事情拿我开玩笑。
That was when I was convinced Tony Blair was one.
连我连托尼布莱尔我都把他当过敌基督。
Do you see every generation has people that look like one?
因为每一个世代都有一个看似好像敌基督的人。
But do you see the prophetic pattern?
但是你们看到了这种历史的重复性吗
？Verse 11 it says.
十一节说。
Which is 3. And many false prophets will arise and lead many astray because lawlessness will increase, the love of many will grow cold.
十一节到十二节说，且有好些假先知起来，迷惑许多人，因为不法的事增多，许多人的爱心渐渐冷淡了。
Many false prophets.
很多假先知。
This is happening.
这个假先知也发生了。
Just turn on the YouTube, there are many false prophets.
你们只要去 YouTube 看一看，就能够看到有各样假先知在发语言。
Do you agree there are many people that tell you what's going on? False prophet in terms of within the church and false prophet being outside the church.
所以啊，假先知到处都是，教会里面有教会里面的假先知，外面也有外面的假先知。
And society is becoming more lawless.
然后社会呢就变得不法的事情增多。
Do you think this is happening?
你们看到这样的事情也在发生吗？
Yes.
当然。
But is it only this generation?
但你觉得只是在这个世代发生了吗？
No. Prophetic pattern. It happened in the last generation and the generation before.
没有，历史一直在重复它自己。前面的一代，在前面的一代都有不法的事情增多。
But it is a sign.
但是它是其中的一个征兆。
Okay. Verse 11.
所以。
And many false prophets will arise.And lead many astray, and because lawlessness will be increased, the love of, oh, I already said that. Verse 15. So when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by the prophet Daniel standing in the holy place, let the reader understand.
那我们来看看十五节说到，当你们看见先知但以理所说的那施行毁灭的亵渎者站在圣地。
Now this is an important one.
那这个很重要了。
During Daniel,
在但以理的时候
his prayer and fasting and seeking the Lord,
他当时在祷告禁食寻求神。
God gave the prophet Daniel a vision of the part of the future.
所以神呢，当时就给了但以理一个未来的意象。
And the vision is that one day Jerusalem will fall, the temple will be defiled.
意象里面能告诉他说，有一天耶路撒冷会被毁坏，会被玷污。
That the Gentiles will come into the temple and defile the temple.
那外邦人会进来掠夺这个我们的耶路撒冷那个殿，然后让它脏了。
And that desolation of abomination includes what? The destruction of the temple.
那这个施行毁灭的亵渎者的意思，就是指耶路撒冷殿的毁坏。
So Daniel calls it the abomination.
所以但以理当时就叫他们亵渎者。
When you make the holy temple unholy, it's abomination.
所以当你要是把一个圣洁的圣殿变得不再圣洁了，你就会被安上这个名叫做施行毁坏的亵渎者。
Is that happening?
那这个事情又发生了吗
？No.
没有发生。
Because there's no temple.
因为现在连这个殿都没起来。
That's definitely not happening.
所以还没有发生。
So.If there's no temple, how can there be?
如果圣殿都还没有的话，怎么会有
abomination of desolation?
怎么会有所谓的施行毁灭的亵渎者呢？
Unless you give it a different interpretation.
除非你要换一个方法去解它。
But the prophetic pattern repeats itself.
但是历史是不停的重复重演。
Just like the first temple was destroyed, so was the second one.
就像第一个耶路撒冷的圣殿被毁坏一样，第二个也会如此。
Amen.And this is where a lot of disagreement happened.
这就是很多争议的地方了。
What does this 15 really talk about?
所以十五节到底在讲什么呢？
Now, you don't have to believe me. I personally believe.
我不是说要你们来相信我，我告诉你们我个人的看见是。
It is not God's will for another third temple to be built in Jerusalem.
我觉得不是神说要再建第三个圣殿在耶路撒冷。
Because Jesus said this.Temple, it points to the one during his time, will be destroyed, and I will raise it in 3 days.
因为当时耶稣基督是真的用手指着他当时面前的那个圣殿说，这个圣殿会在三日内毁坏，然后我要重建。
The reason why the temple has to be destroyed is because the old covenant is no longer required.
为什么那个旧的圣殿要被毁坏？因为旧约不再存在。
Because there's no need for any more sacrifice.
因为再不需要我们像旧约一样的去献祭了。
Because the church, you and me have become the temple of God.
因为你和我作为教会已经成为了这个新的殿。
And that's why there is no temple.
这是为什么不会有一个物理性的殿了。
But I believe in the last days,
但是我相信在末世
against God's will,
会不符合神心意的。
People will resurrect,
会有人复活
the old covenant.
会复活把旧约的方东西拿出来讲。
Why?
为什么会这样？
It's because they don't accept Jesus Christ.
因为他们不想去接受耶稣基督。
Amen. Do I believe a third temple will exist?
我相信还会有第三个殿再建起来吗？
I think so.
可能
Because of the prophetic pattern has to be fulfilled.
因为我相信我们现在看到的这个十五节的经文肯定要实现。
But there isn't one.
但是现在还没有个殿呢。
So one of the signs is definitely not there.
所以那个征兆肯定还没有发生。
Verse, then sign number five.
所以我们再看看第五个征兆。
For then there will be great tribulation.As has not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, and never will be.
二十一节说，因为那时必有大灾难，自从世界的起头直到如今，从没有这样的灾难，将来也不会有。
Has that happened?
发生了吗？
No.
也没发生。
There are many tribulations.
有很多灾难，所谓的灾难。
But never was there one that is being the greatest.
但是从来我们不会叫那些灾难叫做大灾难
Jesus
最大的
Jesus is basically saying before he comes back the earth will experience a tribulation that it has never experienced on that scale and that intensity
那耶稣其实所讲的是在他回来之前世界上会经历一个前所未有的大灾难
In other words the atrocities are worse than any we have ever seen on the earth
这个灾难的强度是在世上的所有历史上都没有经历过的那么绝大的强度
Jesus said it is so bad that we have to pray that those days are shortened
因为耶稣说那个事情糟糕到那个程度我们会祷告说主啊让这个日子快点再短一点吧
So in other words before Jesus comes back
所以在耶稣基督来之前
the world will undergo in tremendous pain
世界会经历一个极大的阵痛
That is unimaginable.
是一个无法想象的极大阵痛。
He says, "Never will it ever happen again."
然后耶稣说，从来没有过这样的灾难，将来也不会再有了。
Now, if this is AD 70, then it shouldn't happen in the future.
如果我们讲的是公元七十年当时的那件事件的话，那照你这么说的话，那以后就不会再有了。
But we have seen many more events even worse than AD 70.
但是其实在那个公元七十年以后，我们看到了更糟糕的灾难。
Multi millions of people die in an event.
我们看到有一个事件发生，就有几千万人的死亡。
This is what I mean about Matthew 24. This is one of those verses that.Seems to be fulfilled, but don't seem to be fulfilled.
所以这就是我说的那个争议之处。马太福音的话语又好像是发生了，但是又没有发生到该发生的程度。
So I don't believe this has been fulfilled.
所以我不相信这个大灾难真的发生了。
The last two temple great tribulation has not. I personally think has not happened. You can argue with me, and you can win.
那如果我现在想跟你们讲到我个人的想法就是再有一个殿这件事情还有一个大灾难这两件事情都还没有发生如果你硬是要说你发生了好吧你赢
Because nobody can be sure
因为真的没有人会真的这么确定的
It's a matter of conviction It's a matter of interpretation
这是我们解经的一种方式也是我们自己的心里的一个确信
You see The best way to study end time prophecy is byDon't read any books. Don't look at any YouTube. Just look at the Bible and study it for yourself.
其实对末世最好的一种学习方法就是你不用去在 YouTube 上面乱听那些各种讲道也不要去看什么其他的解经书
because,
自己亲自来读一读
Because if you read this verse as it is
如果你就这么读现在面前的这个经文的
话 It's very simple, isn't it?
你会发现其实挺简单的
It hasn't really happened.
你发现其实根本就还没有发生
So, When that has happened, verse 29 says, immediately after that, the tribulation of those that the sun will be darkened and the moon will give its light, will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven and the powers of heaven will be shaken.
所以二十九节继续在告诉我们，那些日子的灾难已过去，太阳要变黑，月亮不放光，众星要从天上坠落，天上的万象都要震动。
Notice the word immediately.
你们会发现，那个日子一过去，就马上一过去就要发生这个事情。
And the word after the tribulation.
所以一是先过去，二是要马上发生。
That's why those people who believe in the pre-tribulation, you need to explain this verse.
所以呢，如果有人想说说哦，我们一定会在这之前都被提了。你有这样的想法的话，那你要再好好来读读二十九节。
Many people believe Christians will not be affected by the tribulation.
因为有基督徒会相信说哦，我们基督徒肯定不会经历这样的大灾难。
Because we will go up to heaven.
因为我们肯定会都已经被提了。
And the vast majority of Western Christianity believe that.
有可能大部分的西方教会的人都是这样认为的。
But my difficulty is, it didn't say before.
但是我的想法是，他没有说之前，他用的是当这些事情一过去。
It says after.
他说当这个灾难一过去。
Amen. Yet.We don't get into argument because it will split the church.
但是我们好不好不要争论，要不然会分裂我们的教会。
Amen. Hallelujah. But I am preparing, if Jesus comes back in my lifetime, if there's a tribulation, I'm going to be ready.
所以我只是在预备我自己说，如果在我的今世耶稣基督真的回来了，
ready,
我要预备好。
Ready in what way? Ready to preach the gospel.
我要预备好去继续传福音。
Stock up my supplies.
保证我还有食物吃。
But if you don't believe that, you're going to get ready with your luggage.
那如果你觉得你没有准备好的话，你可能会拿着你的
行李。And get into the position.
然后你做好一个往上飞的准备。
To fly up, right? And nothing will happen.
然后你会尝试一下往上飞一飞，看看有没有什么事情发生。
And then you go, "Oops, Pastor Joshua's right."
然后当你飞不上去的时候，你会发现，哦，原来牧师说的是真的啊。
Then you already sold your house.
那个时候已经实了，你把你的房子都给卖掉了。
You quit your job already.
你把你的工作也给辞掉了。
And you told your children don't go to school.
你还跟你孩子说，哎，不用上学了，反正
也是要回来了。You're not ready.
那个就不叫做预备。
You're not one of those virgins ready with.Everything.
那你根本就不是那五个童女预备好了的。
Can you see when you get it wrong?
所以你可以想象，当你把这句话误会到，
affect your life.
真的会害到你的。
You could be very convinced.
你可能会觉得自我感觉特别。
That other people are wrong and you are right.
你觉得别人都是错的，就我是对的。
Just like a friend of mine, when I was in university, when I tried to preach the gospel to him, he said, "Joshua, one day."When you're lying in sick, under 6 foot of earth and you're dead, you go, and you're still on the earth, there's no heaven, you're going to go, oh, I lived a lie.
然后他，我记得有一次我跟我大学的一个朋友在传福音的时候，我那个朋友呢，他就望着我说，你呀，有一天等你到你快要死的时候，你发现等到死的时候你都没有，你所以为的事情都没有发生，你那时候才会发现是谎言。
This guy was mocking me.
所以这个人当时其实就是在亵渎我。
Then I said to him, Raj,
所以我就对他说
What happens if you are lying down in 6 feet of earth and then you wake up and say I can smell sulfur It's really hot And I am right
我说我们来换位思考一下那要不然你在你快死的时候突然断了一口气一醒来发现怎么旁边有那种火药味哎呀原来我在地狱里面有硫磺水
He said if I am wrong and I am hoping that I am wrong
我说我也许我是错的我也希望有一天我是错的吧
But I lose nothing.
但是我也不损害什么
But if you are wrong,
如果你要是错了的话
You're in trouble.
那你就完蛋了
You see, if I am wrong and I'm getting ready and there is a rapture and I go up
我说如果
I lose nothing. I just lost a lot of noodles and rice.
我说就算是有一天我错了好不好那我也不会失去什么因为我都准备好了都准备被提了就算我最后一刻发现我没有被提我也没失去什么大不了少吃几碗面而已
And what happens if Jesus meant immediately after, really is immediately after?
那如果当耶稣在二十九节里面说那些日子的灾难一过去，要不然真的是马上就过去就要发生，怎么办？
So what Jesus really saying, when all of this happened, immediately, no time wasted, he comes back.
所以耶稣基督说，当这些事情灾难全过去，再不会等了，耶稣要回来了。
Verse 30 says, then will appear in the heaven the signs of the Son of Man.And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with the power and great glory. Hallelujah.
三十节说，那时人的预兆要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭，他们要看见人子带着能力和大荣耀驾在天上的云来临。
Verse 31, and he will sound out his angels with a loud trumpet call.And they will gather his elect from the four winds and from all the ends of the heaven to the other.
三十一节说，他要差遣天使，用大声的号筒，从四方，从天这边直到天那边，召集他的选民。
You see, the Bible tried to encourage us.
圣经在告诉我们。
He said, even if you are that generation that will go through all that suffering, see all of these things happening.
就算你是这一代人，你会经历这么大的灾难。
Going through the great tribulation.
就算会经历这么大的逼迫。
You know, Jesus says, this is not going to last forever.
耶稣是在说，这个事情不会一直发生下去的。
Because the end is victory.
因为最后就叫做胜利。
Jesus comes back.
耶稣回来了。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why we have nothing to be afraid of.
所以我们没有什么好惧怕的。
Amen.Now, if we are that generation that sees Jesus coming back,
如果你我有幸成为真的能看到耶稣回来的这一代人，
and if we are that generation, we will see a lot of earthquakes and famine. We will see a lot of persecution.
如果你我是这一代人，将要看到很多的饥荒、很多的地震、很多的战争。
We will see a lot of false prophets.
也会看到很多的假先知。
We will see a third temple.
我们会看到第三个殿被建立。
And we will go through.A lot of persecution.
我们会经历很多的逼迫。
If that happened,
如果那个事情发生
，In Luke 21 say, look up.
路加福音二十一章说，往上看。
Amen. Don't look down.
不要往下看。
Look up. Do you know why you got to look up?
你知道你为什么要往上看吗
？Because you know Jesus is coming back.
因为你那个时候就真的知道耶稣马上要回来了。
Amen.The more intense it gets, the more he is coming back.
阵痛越强烈，我们就知道耶稣回来的日子越
近了。And the only reason why I believe God will allow Christians to go through that time is because we are the light. We are the only hope.
我相信神为什么会允许我们经历这样的灾难，因为在这样如此黑暗当中，我们才是那个光和盐。
We can tell people, turn your life to Jesus. He is coming back soon.
我们仍然可以
very, very soon.
我们可以仍然在那个光景中继续把福音传出去，跟他们说耶稣马上就要回来了，很快很快了。
So are we in the final days?
所以我们现在是不是在末世？
Now, final, so last days is not the same as final day.
那我说的是末世不是指的最后那一天。
Amen. We are not in the final day.
我们现在没有到阵痛的最后一天。
Jesus is not going to come back tomorrow.
耶稣基督不一定说是明天就回来。
But we are in a period where the it's like the stage is being set.
我们是好像就觉得你在这个舞台在被慢慢的建立好的感觉。
Amen. All the stage, the things are there.
你发现舞台上的东西慢慢的这些仪器啊设备啊都慢慢准备好了
For this to happen.
为的就是来迎接这一天
Amen. But there's one key thing that I look for.
但是有一件事情是我一直很向往的
It's the missing one.
就是那个还没有发生的
You show a picture.
我们来看看图画
This is missing in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷现在还没有圣殿
But is it going to be missing for long?
会不会一直没有呢
？So, what do you think is going to happen?
那你们觉得要发生什么事情呢
？I personally believe.
我个人相信
that the war that we see in the Middle East.
我们现在看到中东的战争
，eventually will lead to.
最后会发生到
a peace.
平安
，a compromise.
一种妥协
that will allow that to be built.
那个妥协可能会最后让以色列人建他们的第三个殿。
Is this war that we're seeing setting the stage for that?
那今天我们所看见的这个头条新闻的战争，是不是在为当时为这个舞台做准备
？At the moment, Israel can't build it because why? Because on the Temple Mount is this.
因为现在以色列他们建不了，因为他们的山上现在是你们看到图上的这个。
Those of you who have been to Israel, you've seen this, right?
看到去到以色列的人就能看到这个。
This is where the temple used to be.
这个就是以前耶路撒冷圣殿所在
地。But Israel can't build the temple as long as that thing is there.
那只要这个殿还在，那以色列就没有办法把耶路撒冷的圣殿建立起来。
So if Israel managed to build the temple, do you think that is crazy?
那你觉得如果以色列今天能够建立圣殿的话，那是不是一个很疯狂的事情？
But I believe people are determined.
但我觉得人是已经准备好的，
坚
决的。
Even though it's not God's will.
就算不是神的心意，都有人这样做。
Do you know why?
你们知道为什么吗？
Because for the first time in 2,000 years.
因为在2000年前以来。
You see, according to Numbers 19,When Moses was talking about building the tabernacle and building, and later on, when they were building the Solomon's temple,
当摩西讲到建立帐幕，还有当时所罗门的圣殿的时候
the land for the temple and the tabernacle has to be holy.
那个地首先有一个前提条件需要圣洁
And to make it holy, you need a red cow.
那需要那个地圣洁的一个前提条件就是一个牛。
红牛。
红牛。
And it's called a red heifer.
是叫红牛的那个名字。
And the heifer and the red cow has to be 100% pure.
那这个红牛是完全圣洁。
No blemish.
毫无瑕疵。
And for 2,000 years after the destruction of the temple, they were unable to give birth to such a cow.
那两千年以来都没有办法生出这个红牛来。
Until this year，
直到今年
，September 2023，
在今年的九月2023年
，Even the Daily Mirror reported this。
就连普通的新闻，镜子新闻都能
看到。For the first time， a pure red cow。Has been born in Israel.
首次在两千年来，终于红牛出生了。
Do you see how they determined?
你能看到他们有这么样大的决心，要这事情发生，就是九月的时候。
This year.
就是今年九月的时候。
And now we got a war in October.
然后马上接着十月，我们就看到了战争。
Brothers and sisters, the devil is up to something.
我们能够看到魔鬼的诡计。
The devil is up to something.
能看到魔鬼的诡计。
Something is happening around the world.
在世界上
is more than what we see. It's more than what the prophets are telling us. But we must watch for the signs.
我们必须要来注意到这些征兆。
We must watch for the signs.
我们要注意征兆。
Is that okay? Yeah. Could this be the fulfillment of that missing sign?
没有红牛的这个事情呢
Because with the birth of this cow, it is possible for the first time in 2,000 years to build another temple.
所以连红牛都可以今年出生了，那第三个殿的建成也是可能。
So how shall we respond?
所以我们今天应该怎么样来反应？
We should be in peace.
我们需要有平安。
The only thing we can do.
我们唯独可以做的。
Is to be in the will of God.
是在神的旨意当中
Amen. To live our lives for Him.
把我们的生命向神而活
And always to remind ourselves.
我们一直要提醒自己
When we look at things like this.
当我们看到这样的新闻时
That everything that we have on this earth is just temporary.
我们在世上所看到的都是短暂的
Our God is eternal.
我们的神是永恒的
That's why when He does things, He does it slowly.
所以当神做事的时候，他是一步一步的慢慢做
Because He's got all eternity.
因为他有永恒的生命可以慢慢
做 We like to do things very quickly.
可是我们人呢就喜欢很快很快的发生
God lives in eternity. We live in microwave.
神呢是在永恒的生命里面，我们呢却是那种微波炉的生
命。We want this, we want that very quickly.
我们要什么都是立刻有，立刻发生。
But God is working out eternity in your life.
但是神却让整个永恒的计划在你生命中
发生。That's why you have to go through this, you have to go through that.
这是为什么你在你的生命中要经历各样不同
的事情。Because there is a greater picture.
因为你看有一个很大的图画。
You are not alone.
你不是一个人。
There is a greater, there is a bigger event happening than your life.
有更大的事情，比你自己的生命那些小事情严重多的事情在
发生。We live in London.
我们现在活在伦敦。
When God answers your prayer, He's not only just answering your prayer, but He's thinking about your family. He's thinking about your church. He's thinking about your city. He's thinking about your country.
当神回答你一个祷告，他当然不是只回答你个人的祷告。这个祷告会让你的家庭得福，会让你的城市得福，会让你的国家、这个世界都会蒙福。
He's thinking about how can you benefit.From what he's doing.
他会想说是，那你从这个中间又能得到什么呢？
Because he's working out your eternity.
因为他是让你得到这永恒的生命。
Amen. He's working out for my best interest.
他是为了我的永恒。
And that is why sometimes he allows that short pain in your life.
所以他会允许一些短暂的疼痛发生
在你身上。In order to gain eternity.
为的是让这永恒的计划发生。
That short pain in order to receive a large reward.
那个短暂的疼痛为的是让我们有一个更永恒的。
Sometimes God allows certain things to happen so in order to bring you back to Him.
很多时候神允许一些小事情发生，为了是让你带回到神的怀抱。
Because we're working on that microwave mentality.
因为我们一直在这种要快速的微波炉的反应当中。
But God is working on many more things.
但是神却见到一个更大的图画。
And He sees us in the context of all this.
所以神是在这个更大的图画中间来看你我的。
Where you live.
你住在哪？
What job you have.
你做什么工作?
Amen. Where you live now could actually save your life in the future.
也许你现在所住的地方就会救你一命。
And all the time you've been complaining.
然后你还一直在那抱怨说，我为什么要住在这里?
Why am I not living there?
我为什么不能住在那里?
Because God knows in 20 years time you'll be glad you're living over there, not over here.
因为神知道，也许二十年你会非常庆幸，原来你真的就住在这里，没住在那里。
That's why brothers and sisters, we trust Him.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们相信主。
We are not orphans.
我们不是孤儿。
We are not living in the final day.
我们不是活在最后一天。
But we are living in the days that are leading to the last day.
但是我们却每一天都比最后一天更近了。
Because in the last few years, we've seen things intensify.
因为在我们后面的日子，我们会看到这个阵痛会越来越强烈。
As Christian, we should wake up.
所以作为基督徒，我们真是要快快醒来。
Amen. Keep on doing our business. In fact, make more money.
那我会鼓励你们继续该做什么做什么，你们要多赚钱都好的。
Keep doing your job, do it well.
你们继续做你们的工作，好好做你们的工作。
But this time,
但是这次
plan long term.
一定要看到远方的大计划。
Always be aware.
总是要知道发生什么。
That these things are happening around me.
知道现在我所看到的这些事情都在发生。
Because they will affect your life.
因为这些事情都会影响到你和我。
Like the COVID.It's something that came long, long in another country, but eventually came to your home.
就像新冠一样，当时你只是觉得远远的发生在其他的国家，
最后竟然成了生命的事情。Far, far away, but eventually it comes back.
就像战争一样，你现在觉得好像发生在很远的国家，跟我没关系，最后没想到都在自己的身边发生了。
Because you've realized the oil price is high.
因为你发现了连油价多高。
It affects you.
都会影响到你。
But our response is.
所以我们的反应是
We don't live in fear.
我们不在惧怕中生活。
Amen. We live in expectation.
我们会在这样的期待里
面生活。We are aware of these things.
我们因为我们知道这样子的
征兆。We are not ignorant about these things.
我们不是在这种征兆里面变得无
知。And we are not led astray.
我们也不会远离或者是被带偏。
And above all,
最重要的是。
Time is running out.
时间不多了。
We must tell our loved ones, Jesus is coming back.
我们需要我们所爱的人知道耶稣他回来了。
Get them saved.
我们要他们快快得救。
Amen. We make sure that our neighbors are saved. The people that we love are saved.
我们要知道，需要知道我们所爱的人都会得救，我们的邻居们都会得救。
Because in the final day, it is a wonderful day for us.
因为那个最后一天是我们最喜乐、
When we see Jesus.In the cloud is a wonderful day. We will be singing Hallelujah.
当我们看到耶稣驾云回来的时候，我们都会在唱 Hallelujah.
But it is a terrible day for everybody else.
但是这一天对很多其他的人来说是最可怕的。
Because as soon as Jesus comes in the cloud, there is no more salvation.
因为当耶稣基督驾云而来的那一天，已经没有什么所谓的救恩而言了。
You cannot get saved anymore.
你再不可能在最后一天还说再得救了。
No matter what people tell you.
不管那个时候我们有多少人传福音。
That's why Jesus is staying away.
这是为什么耶稣基督特意抽离。
He's delaying.
他在等。
Why?So that we have more time to get saved.
他在耽搁着这个事情，为的就是让这个救恩的事情
还能再发生。Don't you believe that Jesus wants to come back right now?
很多人都说，为什么耶稣基督现在不就回来吧？
But as long as he doesn't come back, there is a chance to be saved.
只要耶稣基督现在还没有回来，得救就还有时间。
That's why we have to tell our loved ones.
这是为什么我们要我们所爱的人知道。
We have to pray for them.
我们要为他们祷告。
We have to do everything we can.
我们做我们力所能及所有的为他们。
To let people know that Jesus is coming back.
为了让他们知道耶稣基督要回来了。
And that salvation is today.
我们要我们要大家知道救恩就是现在就是当下。
Not after he comes back.
不是等他回来再说。
Amen. No matter what theologian tell you, I'm not going to risk that.
不管什么神学家给你怎么个分析，我们都不能去冒这个险。
This is the year of Jubilee.
今年就是Jubilee 这一年。
This is the year of grace.
这是我们恩典的一年。
Where salvation is free.
当救恩还是免费的。
Where God can be found.
当神还能被找到。
Where we can escape the judgment of God.
当我们还能逃离神的审判时。
But after he comes back.
但是一旦主回来。
The Lamb of God becomes the King.
神羔羊就变成了一个王的形象。
When he came the first time, he was a lamb.
当他刚第一次来到我们中间的时候，他只是一个谦卑的神羔羊，绝愿意被宰杀。
The next time when he comes back,
但是第二次他再回来，
he's a king that comes to conquer.
他是一个得胜的王，
回来得胜。Anyone that does not belong to him,
凡是不属于这个王的，
is his enemy.
就成了他的敌人了。
Amen. You can't say to Jesus, "Are you not gracious?"
你那个时候可不要去反问耶稣说，你不是恩典的神吗
？He said, "I was."
我耶稣说，我曾经是。
But now I am king.
但是我现在是王。
Amen. Remember in chapter 4 and 5, where the elders saw, they said, "Behold, the Lion of Judah." And what did they see? They saw a lamb that was slaughtered.
记不记得在四五章，在启示录四五章说，当时长老们说：“看哪、啊，是犹大的王来了。”你当时所看到的是一个羔羊。
As long as he's a lamb, you can be saved.
只要耶稣还是羔羊时，你就还有救。
He is humble.
他是谦卑的羔羊。
He's meek.
他是柔软的羔羊。
But when he turns to the lion,
但是当这位羔羊成为犹大的狮子的时候
，he will utterly destroy his enemy.
他会完全毁坏他的敌人。
Amen. Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord,
主啊,
we thank you for these days.
我们谢谢你今天有今日。
And we pray for the peace.
我们为平安祷告，以色列的平安。
But Father, if this is another manifestation and another sign of the last days, we just pray that Christians are ready.
主啊，如果真的今天我们所经历的是一个征兆的话，我们就真祷告基督徒们预备好。
That we'll get our lives right.
让我们的生活真的走对路。
Father, help us not to be led astray.
主啊，让我们不要走偏离。
But help us to be ready.
让我们成为预备好之人。
Because things are happening around us.
主啊，我们身边真的最近好多事情发生。
Lord, if you are coming back in 100 years, so be it. Or if you come back in years time, so be it.
主啊，不管你什么时候回来，十年、百年、千年都好。
But if it's in my lifetime.
但如果真的发生在今年我的世代。
Help me to be ready.
主啊，来让我预备好。
Help me to love you.
让我来更多的爱你。
Help me to follow you.
让我来跟随你。
And I just pray for our church.
主啊，我们为我们的教会祷告。
Every person here knows this truth.
让我们教会的每一个人都知道这样的真理。
And that we are aware.
让我们知道。
That our Lord is coming back.
我们的主要回来了。
Even though we don't know when.
就算我们不知道具体的日子。
But we will be ready.
但是我们都要预备好。
Me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
我和我的家人要侍奉耶和华。
Me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
我和我的家人必要侍奉耶和华。
And I will preach the gospel.
我会传福音。
And I will be light and salt.
我会作为盐和光。
To those who do not know you.
作为给那些还不认识你的人。
So I just pray, Father.
主啊，我们祷告。
That you give us the The spirit of victory.
你给我们得胜的灵。
That every difficulty that we find ourselves in today.
当我们今天在各样的麻烦当中时。
That we will overcome.
主啊，我们都能够得胜。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Let's stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
坐在宝座上，圣洁羔羊，我。夫妇敬拜你，喜在今在以后永在，唯有你是全能真神，坐在宝座上圣洁羔羊，我敬拜你，颂赞尊贵荣耀权势都归给你，直到永远，
直到永远，
万王之王，万主之主。坐上圣洁羔羊，我们夫妇
让我们敬拜他，
颂在今在以后永在，唯有你是全能。宝座上圣洁羔羊，我们夫妇敬拜你，颂赞尊贵荣耀权势都归给你，直到永远，到永。
举起双手，
万王之王，万主之主，唯有你配得敬拜和尊崇，万王之王，万主之主，我们高举你生命之流。
让我们举起双手敬拜他，
我们夫妇敬拜你，喜在今在以后永在，唯有你是全能真神，坐在宝座上圣洁羔羊，我 Thank you.
worshiping, I really felt that the Lord is planning to make people, some people here really wealthy.
我在刚才敬拜的时候有一个感动，觉得神在这最后的一些日子里面会让一些人特别的富有。
And you will know God will speak to your heart.
你会知道，因为神会对你说话。
And the reason for that is,
因为这个原因是
He wants you to be in the future to be helping many people that need your help.
因为他想让你在这幕后的日子能够帮助那些真的需要帮助的人。
Who needs your resources?
他需要你的资源。
God's going to make you a kingdom person.
神会让你成为一个国度的人。
And will give you the heart.
会让你有一份心。
Of compassion.
有一个爱的心。
Of love for people.
有一个怜悯的心去爱人。
You will be so generous, and you'll be so have a heart, big heart to share.
你会成为一个非常慷慨的人，有一个很大的心想跟神
跟人分享。Because there will be many ordinary people.
你会跟很多普通的人。
Ordinary people.
普通的人。
We need your help.
都会需要你的帮助。
And God's going to use you as a vessel.
神会使用你作为器皿。
And I believe there's several people here.
我知道这里面我们当中有好几个人。
That God's going to anoint you.
神会恩膏你。
That things going to go smoothly.
甚至会变得非常的顺利。
Doors will open.
门会向你打开。
Things will happen.
有事情会发生。
Even your difficulties will turn out into an opportunity.
就算好像有麻烦事，最后都会变成了你的机会。
Look out for the difficulties because they will become your opportunity.
注意留心这些麻烦事，就是这些麻烦事给你了开门的机会。
Because that's when God says to you, I'm here.
因为这就是神对你说，看看我在这里，我在做。
You need to depend on me.
你要来依靠我。
You need to trust me.
你要来相信我。
Not in your own ability.
不要相信你自己的势力和才能。
But in what I can do through you.
而是我能够借着你这个器皿做什么。
Father, I just pray for the brothers and sisters that you're talking to.
主啊，我今天为这几位弟兄姊妹们来祷告。
That you will prepare them.
你会来预备他们。
To be vessels.
成为你的器皿。
Of provision.
成为提供的器皿。
For your kingdom.
为了你的国度的提供
For your people,
为了你的人民的提供
For your church,
为了你教会的提供
In these days,
在末后的日子
As the enemy rises,
当敌人 起盛的时候
So does your people arise
主啊你的人民更加的丰盛起来
As darkness descends upon us
当黑暗降下的时候
Lord we will shine
主啊你的旨意就会发光
We trust in the Lord
主啊我们相信你
So Lord Jesus, we say to you,
主耶稣，今天我们对你说
before you come back,
在你来之前
let our hearts not be willing,
让我们的心变得愿意
to let others know,
让其他人知道
salvation is today,
救恩就是今日
we thank you, Father,
主啊，我们谢谢你
and I just ask you to bless every family,
主啊，你来祝福每一个家庭
bless our jobs,
祝福我们的工作
Bless our businesses,
祝福我们的商业
Bless our children's education,
还有我们孩子们的教育
Bless our health,
还有我们的健康
Give us all that we need,
主啊我们所需的你都提供
给我们 Let us be blessed with shalom,
让我们真的被平安
And as we pray for the peace in Israel, we pray for peace in our home,
我们既为以色列人祷告平安也为我们自己和家人祷告平安
We pray for peace in this city,
主啊我们为这个城市祷告平安
We pray against all the terrorists plan to do harm.
我们为这所有的暴力的行恶力的行为祷告。
We pray against them.
主啊，我们反对他们。
We come against every demonic spirit.
主啊，我们反对那些属灵的势力、
And we ask you to cover this city in peace.
主啊，你来遮盖我们的城市，有你的平安。
And everywhere we go,
不管我们去到哪，
help us to go in peace.
让我们都带着平安走路。
Lord, remove every fear in our hearts.
主啊，拿走我们心中的惧怕。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣基督的名
because you have not left us as orphans.
因为你从没有把我们留下为孤儿
You are with us.
你和我们同在
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐
If you need prayer, come forward.
如果你们需要祷告，请到前面来 Amen.